Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Appropriate because coming up, it's the Napa Shoe-In of the Week, starring Chick McGee, your sports prognosticator, who this week has changed his course. This time, he promises nothing but winners.
That was a shot, wasn't it?
No.
I've already posted it on, put them up on Twitter and Instagram. So if you want to,
we'll post those on the Bob and Tom app as well. Joining us in the studio, comedian Dan Chopin.
Yes,
and we have a grandmother who will be joining us on the phone in a matter of moments. Here's how this works. Chick selects some games. He picks them, and then we ask our grandmother to do the same. Chickster, let's meet our grandmother.
Let's,
she is on the phone.
Say hello to Granny.
Do you like to be called Mary or Mary Jean?
Mary Jean.
Okay, Mary Jean. Thanks for taking our call. Now, your granddaughter, Jessie, gave us your name.
That's my grandson.
Okay. Oh, it's Jessie. It says granddaughter. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, so many of these names these days go both ways.
Both ways.
Gender neutral. Our grandmother, once again, I understand that you have a number of great-grandchildren.
Oh, I do. I got a bunch.
Okay, well, good for you.
That's great.
Good for you. Are you a sports fan, Mary Jean?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. I definitely am a sports fan from way back.
Okay, well, good, good. Because Chick McGee is our sports prognosticator, and I don't want to scare you here, but so far the grandmothers have been slaughtering him with their picks.
I don't know what the actual count is, but it's something like 15-9 for the grandmas or 15-10 or something, and I'm way under 500.
So
you guys are killing it this year.
So let's hope you do well as we continue.
Yeah,
streak.
I wish you nothing but great luck, Grandma.
Okay. Do you have a favorite NFL team?
Oh, well, naturally, it's the Colts.
Oh, the Colts.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Indianapolis Colts. There you go. I just added that to my list.
Chick McGee is a Washington Redskins fan.
Oh,
from way,
oh,
way back.
1968, me and Sonny Jurgensen. That's right.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't the Redskins coming off three in a row on the victory side?
Soon to be four.
Oh, really?
I like that confidence.
Even though Jordan Reed's injured. Okay, here we go. You ready to pick the games?
Sure enough, yeah.
All right, here we go. Oakland hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a long-time AFL rival. Who do you like, Oakland or Kansas City?
The Chiefs are coming in there.
The Chiefs.
Did you even give her the points?
It's a pick 'em.
Oh. Okay.
Also, Pittsburgh at Miami.
What happened there? Who picked
one?
Oh, come on.
Pittsburgh.
Okay, I'm taking Oakland in the pick 'em game against Kansas City. Write that down.
Okay.
Didn't she pick Kansas City?
She did, yes.
And she picked Kansas
Mary
City.
Mary Jean picked Kansas City.
Now, the Dolphins getting 8 points against the Steelers. Dolphins are home, and you like Pittsburgh, even though there's 8 points involved.
I do. I'm picking Pittsburgh.
All right.
Okay.
Right.
I will take Pittsburgh as well, minus the
eight. Starts with a P. Pittsburgh.
My one son-in-law is from Pittsburgh, and he's a hog stealer.
He's a what?
A hogs?
No, he's He's for the Steelers.
Oh, he's for the Steelers. Okay.
Hot for the Steelers.
Gotcha. Okay.
I thought you said he stole swine.
That's what I thought, too.
A hog stealer.
A hog stealer.
And I'm not sure this is the place to be turning him in to the police. Yeah. Man arrested stealing swine. Grandmother rats on him on national radio show.
Holy moly.
We're speaking with Mary Jean, who I think knows her. I like that Pittsburgh pick. What are you going to go with, Chick?
I said Pittsburgh, minus the eight.
All right.
I'm
trying to write this stuff down. You're going too fast.
I'm 13-21 on the season. Grandma are 16-10.
Ooh, wow.
Plenty of time for a comeback.
Yes, it's early in the season.
Here you go, Grandma. The Houston Texans hosting the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts getting 3 in Houston for the first time in a long time.
Well, I'm going to stay with my Colts this time. I sure am.
Okay, good for you.
I've thought about this one long and hard. I'm going to have to take Houston minus the 3 against the Colts. I think they win, they win by 10.
Okay. Granny's about to curse you.
She's
all right.
You want to step outside, Grandma?
You realize you think so, and Granny speak is screw you.
I know. You think
someone's...
Get your hands off my pie.
Someone's not going to get any pie or any turkey at Thanksgiving, Chick.
The Washington Redskins hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles don't have their tackle because they cheat, and the Redskins probably won't have Jordan Reed because he hit his head. And the Redskins are home underdog. They're getting 3 points in this one. Who do you like, Redskins or the Eagles?
Well, I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Wrong again, lady. Okay, take Washington plus the 3 there, Tom. Write that down.
You be polite.
And the Los Angeles Rams traveling to the Detroit Lions. This is going to be by double shock. The Rams getting 3 in the Motor City.
I'm staying with the Rams.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is my double shock, Tom. I'll take Detroit minus the 3 against the Rams.
Okay.
And there you go.
All right.
This week's show.
And I'm sorry, the Redskins are getting 3, you said? And you're taking them.
Yep.
And Mary Jean is taking the Eagles. Is that what happened?
Yes. Yep, that's what happened.
Just checking.
Mary Jean, I admire your
check
confidence.
Check in at one point. That would be great.
I am writing it all down. It takes time. I'm sorry.
I got it right.
Mary Jean, is it impolite to ask how old a...
you know, I hate to admit to this. I hate to even say it. I'm 86 years old.
Well, you don't sound that old, and you obviously have your wits about you.
Yes.
You managed to take Chick's insults without threatening him. Because you're a sweet one. Now, are you going to be Are you going to be cooking on Thanksgiving?
No, I'm going to let the kids take me out.
Very nice.
That's
good
idea.
That's the spirit.
I like to go out at Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah, that's becoming more and more popular. Mm-hmm. A lot less cleanup.
Sure. Now, Halloween is coming up. Will you be providing candy to the trick-or-treaters?
Well, you know, I think I will this year. Usually I live in the woods and they won't come and visit me, but I'm living in a condo association now, so the kids will be coming around.
Well, wonderful. Yeah.
All right. Do you know what kind of candy you're going to be giving away this year?
I really haven't looked at, but I think it's going to be something with chocolate, because kids love chocolate.
There you go.
Yeah, they do.
I'd recommend the Nestle's Crunch.
Grown-ups like chocolate, too.
Yeah, do you have a favorite candy, Mary Jean?
What?
Do you have a favorite candy?
Oh, yeah. It's Hershey's chocolate with almonds in it.
Oh, that's wonderful choice.
I mean, the stereotype would be those Werther's originals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
You have anything in a hard candy?
Yeah.
In a hard candy. Oh, those butterscotch.
The Werther's?
The Bronx?
And I like lemon drops, too. They're good.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Now, Mary Jean, when you were cooking for Thanksgiving, of the entire array there of the whole spread of Thanksgiving, what's your best dish?
Oh, if I were cooking, let's see. Oh, I have a recipe comes out of IU's cookbook with the teachers and so forth. But it's macaroni and cheese, and there's a secret to that.
Okay,
Can you tell us the secret, or do we have to go buy the book?
I'll tell you what the secret is. It's an egg.
An egg.
Oh, I
makes
never thought
fluffier.
Of that.
Mm-hmm. It's an egg.
You add an egg to the cheese.
With the sauce, the cheese, and
makes
you
sense.
Know, the sauce that goes up with your macaroni.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
I have a 3-year-old that her diet consists largely of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Well, you just You just fix an egg, and with that, it'll make all the difference. She won't even pay attention if there's an egg in there, but it does things.
So you take the egg, I assume, scramble it, throw it in with the noodles and the cheese?
No, you
cook it in.
She said mix it in with the sauce.
I just mix it in with the
raw
sauce.
Before you cook it?
Are you listening to another show?
Yeah, Tom, the egg cooks with the mac and cheese.
That's what I just said.
But no, you whip it up in the sauce like you would beat like...
So you bring it to temperature so you're not going to poison your kids.
No, it comes to temperature when it's in the...
Okay,
that's what I said. You put it when you put the cheese in with the noodles in the pan.
You don't scramble the egg.
Well,
you don't...
of course it's going to be scrambled when you mix it in.
There you go. That's exactly what I said.
Oh, I see. What okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mary Jean, do you watch a lot of television?
Oh, well, yeah. I'm really a hot Cubs fan, too.
Oh,
you've got to be happy about that.
Yeah.
That's one
I'm
thing
serious.
We agree on. Love the Cubs.
Oh, go those Cubs. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, what else do you watch on TV? Do you watch any of the network shows, any of the scary shows, or?
Oh, no, I don't like scary shows.
How about cop shows? Do you watch NCIS or LA Law or whatever?
I like The List. You know, when The List comes on, I think that's fun.
Oh, yeah, like an entertainment show, right? Tell you about what's going on in Hollywood and stuff.
Yeah, talk about all the stuff. I watch a lot of news. And I like keep ahead of stuff.
Dancing with the Stars, are you a fan of that?
Oh, I love the Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I don't miss that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I bet.
What about the game shows? You like the game shows like Wheel and
Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Jeopardy. I enjoy that. Uh-huh.
Do you get a lot of when you're at home, do you get a lot of the answers right?
Well, no.
So you're also honest, besides being sweet.
But you learn a lot.
Sure. Yeah.
Every once in a while, they'll have a category that I'll just nail, and then the other, I miss
really?
Every other question and every other category.
Bragging.
No, I'm telling you, just
atta girl.
I said every once in a while, one category. The rest of the show, not one right answer.
Can we get that on a button? The quit your bragging. That would be great. To play
What would be your best category? Would it be Cubs sports or just sports in general? If you were on Jeopardy.
If I were on Jeopardy, I can't think of what I have varied interest in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nothing I can't pinpoint in. It depends on what's going on at the present time.
Okay. What's your favorite musical artist? Or who, I should say.
Oh, yeah. Who?
Not the Who. Perhaps it could be.
Sure.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, Johnny Mercer's stuff. I like Johnny Mercer's stuff, if you remember him.
Mm-hmm. I went to Mercer School. It was named after General Mercer. But
one thing you'll find, Mary Jean, is that Tom can take any subject and make it about him.
That's right.
Any subject at all.
So, now, Mary Jean, you mentioned that you were 86?
Yep.
86.
So that means you missed the last time the Cubs were in the World Series by...
By 26 years, or something like that.
You could have made it if you're just a little older. I guess so. That means there's no one alive that was at that first series.
I've said it before. Yeah. I'll say it again. Tom always makes the best conversation.
Well, Mary Jean, thanks, and thanks to your grandson, Jesse who put you up for this.
The next time I said, you got to tell me if this is going on so I know what to expect.
Oh, yeah. Sure. You did a great job.
You were wonderful. It's wonderful speaking.
I'm looking
to
at your picks. I like them very much.
Oh, shut up.
Well, thank you. Okay. Well, we'll see how it all turns out.
Sure. You never look at my picks and say I like them very much.
Well, let's reiterate. Grandmas are what? Way over 500?
16 and 10, and my record is unavailable.
Well, it's been awfully fun talking to you.
Well, thank you, Mary Jean. Likewise.
You too, Mary Jean.
Hey, Mary Jean, you sound like you're wonderful. Have a great time. Never go to the condo association meetings, by the way. Everyone who is unsuccessful in life ends up running the association when they get older. Just my experience.
Boy.
You're
oh
welcome.
Boy.
Just
I know,
a tip.
I'm already mad at him.
Are you?
Yeah. Everyone who wasn't a success in life runs the neighborhood association when they get older.
You might want to stop talking.
Well, hey, look.
I'd love to know what she's upset about.
Can you tell us what you're upset about a little bit?
Do what,
honey? Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
Is it something you have on your porch or the condo association? Somebody upset about the way you've decorated your condo?
No, it's not that. It's the seeds that I'm having the time with.
What?
The seed? The seeds?
The fees.
Oh, the fees.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
I might know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks,
yeah.
Mary Jean.
They're outrageous, aren't they?
You're the sweetest, Mary Jean. Have a great Thanksgiving and a great Halloween.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the same, and you boys just keep on rolling.
Thank you, sweetie.
All right.
Could we call her every week?
Yes.
We're going to call you again later. I want to call her again later this year, and I'm predicting huge.
Yes. Well, we'll see how the teams work out.
Okay. I think you're doing very well.
Maybe it'd just be Chick and Mary Jean every week.
Or maybe it'd just be Mary Jean, and I could go do some laundry.
Mary Jean, when do you turn 87?
It'll be next July.
Okay. What what day in July?
At the 27th of July.
Okay. Oh, now, are you a Cancer or a Scorpio? What would that be, an Aries?
I'm a Leo.
Leo.
I'm a Leo, but they're claiming they're going to change the signs.
Yeah, they added one.
Don't worry about that.
Push us all back.
My numerologist just told me astrology is bunk, so don't you worry about that. Thanks, Mary Jean. We got to take off.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.